Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Dylan?
Yes, you are.
Great, Dylan. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How are you doing this Tuesday, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And just to verify, so your company is Top Notch Tree Care out of Perling. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, perfect. And I ran a scan on your company, so I see you have the Google Business Profile now, which is good. You have
yep.
a website attached to it, too. Okay, great looking website. Andy Leeds, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you considered first page placement on Google before?
Like first page placement, like Google Ads?
Like SEO, SEM, Google Ads, also the organic section.
I'm doing well. I have an SEO, like, you know, search engine optimization. You know, I have all that going on. I have like 75. It's building exposure right now. 75 different directories.
Okay. That's part of what
you know. I'm building up exposure like that. I feel like I don't know why there's no pictures. I can't download pictures on it. It's kind of annoying. Myself, I mean, you know, I'm supposed to also have a Facebook.
Okay. So, just to clarify, I see a picture on here, too. Let me see if it's just the one. Yeah, it's just the one. It looks like you're up in a tree on the Google Business Profile. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, see, I have a Google Business Profile, and I have a website, too, through, like, you know, the Google, the Yahoo, whatever, you know?
Okay, got you. So, you did a mass directory submission, indexing. Okay. So are you, did you do it all yourself or are you working with like a search engine optimization company now? Just to clarify.
I'm working with one. So that's the thing. Like if you guys have a better price for me, that's why this all matters right now because, you know, if I can save a couple bucks every month, that's what matters.
Right, right. So for our local SEO, which just includes the organic map section on the first page of Google and Bing, also the we submit you to mass directory submission. Sounds like that's already been done for you, though. That would be at $199 a month. For
okay.
our platinum package, which also includes Facebook advertising, $100 allocated towards that. It's at $299 a month. And we have a Platinum Premier package, which allocates $400 towards the Google Ads. That's at $549 a month.
That adds, what's the $549 a month? It adds Google Ads?
Google Ads, yes, sir, which is pay-per-click. The benefit of doing a Google Ad is you could target specific zip codes for even specific times of the day, but it's just a click. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a call or a lead to your business.
Yeah, so I'm paying $377 for the Facebook and the search engine optimization and all that, not for Google Ads.
Okay, so our program, which includes Facebook ads, so what you're basically doing now would be at $299 a month. I could speak to my director, Christian, though, and see if I could get you in on our corporate pricing to make it more of a better jump for you, which would, long story short, bring it to $249 a month for that package.
Or like the Facebook and the
Facebook ads. Go ahead.
All right, but the thing is like, you know, these guys are not even really even doing. They said they would create me a Facebook, and they didn't even create me a Facebook. I mean, they gave me a link to do it myself, and I guess what they do is, you know, they pretty much make me relevant and post every two times a week on Facebook, but they never done that because, you know, I don't know. They just sing me a different pitch at first. I feel like.
Yeah, this isn't just a creating a Facebook business page. Like, we're going to do an ad on there. The benefit of doing Facebook ads is they're very inexpensive. So your average impression on a Facebook ad is just 25 cents. So out of that $100 allocated towards it, basically you're looking at around 400 impressions.
Okay.
Now, there is go ahead.
Like, what's your retention rate at your company?
So our retention rate is 97%. With our Google Guarantee program, it's 100%. That's the one I wanted to bring up to you. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Local service ads?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's a pay-per-lead program, but the benefit of these leads is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with anyone else. And here's the kicker. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, so in other words, if it's like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or you simply don't set an appointment with them, you're not charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
Okay. No, I get it. Like, it goes directly to you. Like, right now, like, I just started with this other company. So, you know, I understand. Like, it's getting, like, it's organically building. I am getting phone calls now. But the thing is, they said that, like, it has to take, like, 3 months for Google to, like, you know, build trust with your business and really put you up on the first listing and, you know, expose you, I guess, because, it's like, Google has to take a while to build exposure. Is that true?
It is. So for search engine optimization to show up locally, so in other words, organically, it takes longer. The timeline we send you in writing is 30 to 45 days.
Oh, 30, 45 days? How?
Yeah, so what we do, Google has an algorithm you have to meet. That's why they submit you to all those directories, right? It's to make sure your name, your address, your phone number, your website are the same on each directory. And more importantly, your content, meaning your keywords, we target you for 15 keyword phrases total.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Google Guarantee program is different, though, okay? To qualify for that program, one reason they call it Google Guaranteed, it's not just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Google offers them up to $2,000 of insurance directly from them. And they're telling that client they vetted you. So let me ask you, is the business currently licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Any face-to-face employees would have to go through. So in other words, if you have other employees, but you're the only one that talks to the client, it would only be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would qualify for it. I'm sure you want to know your lead fees by now. Give me one second. Okay.
Say that again. I'm sorry, man.
What's up?
All right. So, but the thing is, like, if you're going to do this, like, see, I'm with Town Square.
Okay. I'm familiar with them.
Have you ever heard of them?
I have. Yeah.
Now, what do you think
about that? Town Square Interactive or Media?
I think Town Square Interactive, I think.
Okay.
It's the one that does, like, the Google.
Yeah, they're a Google partner. One thing I've heard about them from other clients is I guess they offsite a lot of the work, meaning, like, they're web developers, right, or at a different company. So it just takes a while to get changes done, right? But other than that, I've heard good things about them.
Okay. Like, now you're saying it takes a while for them to do shit, you say?
What I've heard from other clients, I don't work for them, so I don't know exactly, but they've told me that they offsite the work, meaning, like, they're web developers or in a different office or a different company, so any changes,
gotcha,
like, they make, it would just take a while. That's the only negative thing I've heard about them from other clients.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you guys think that you provide the same type of services as them, like for a cheaper price?
We're a Google Premier partner, and so is Townsquare Interactive, right? So we're doing the same type of services. We offer search engine optimization, search engine marketing, meaning the Google Ads or the Google Guaranteed section, and we do Facebook advertising as well. I'm not sure of their prices. But I told you ours with the corporate pricing, our local bundle would be $149 a month. The platinum, which includes the Facebook ads, would be at $249 a month. And if I get an approval on that corporate rate for the premier package, that would be at $499 a month.
All right. Can you do me a favor real fast? What's your company name?
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yes, sir. We've been in business 17 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
A-plus, okay, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, sir.
And your name is?
Daniel Nelson.
All right, Daniel Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number?
877.
Yep.
635.
Yep.
6225. Extension 711.
Yep.
I'll send that to you in a text message right now, too.
Extension 711?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Like, they built me a website, but the thing about them is that if I stop using them, they fucking delete my website and shit. I think I don't even know if I keep the reviews.
The reviews on the website is just content you can add to it. So basically, we take your reviews from other sites and we put them on the website. Do you own your domain?
I mean, I should be able to. I mean, I don't know. I think they said they keep everything in a PDF file. But they don't allow you to keep the website if you stop using them.
Usually they take the content down. They don't so give me a quick second. Let me check. So
I just want to know, like, if I transferred over, I just want to make sure my reviews would be good still, because I just bothered the fuck out of everybody so far. And, you know, it's just like, yeah. So if you figure that out for me.
Your reviews on your Google page would stay, but you don't have any reviews currently on the Google business profile, just so you're aware.
I am literally not talking about that. That's, like, very irrelevant to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the top-notch tree. Like, if you type in tree companies near me, I have top-notch tree care and removal, right? It's top-notchtreecare.net top-notchtreecareandremoval.net, I think.
It's topnotchtree.net is your domain.
Topnotchtree. All right. So you'll see, like, I have 21 reviews. Not on that Google page. That's just something different. That, I don't know why it should have transferred over, but it didn't.
Okay. Give me one quick second here. I'm not seeing what you're talking about. Hold on. Let me put it back in. So all I'm seeing review-wise, you have 3 reviews on the Angie.
That's HomeAdvisor.
Yeah.
That's HomeAdvisor. So if you type in, all right, hold on. This is the only way I can find it. Tree services near me.
Okay.
And then it will pop up. It'll say top notch tree care and removal. That's what it'll show me.
Yeah, it's not showing me that same search. Is your zip code 12470?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I typed in the zip code because I'm in California, right? So I gotta type your zip code in to see what you're seeing. But it's not all it's showing me for you is, in terms of reviews, is you have 3 reviews on Angie Leads. There's no reviews on the Google Business Profile. If you're talking about reviews on the website itself.
That's just right.
Content you add to the site.
Content?
But I'm in the site right now, and I'm not seeing those reviews you're talking about.
If I screenshot it, can I show you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now who am I sending it to?
Let me send you an email and just reply to the email with it. What's the best email address for you?
Can I just text? I hate doing email.
The text, the photos don't come through on my end. It does on the op side, like the tech side, but on the account management team, we don't get the photos. I'm not sure why that is.
You don't have like a personal cell or anything I can send to?
They don't let me give my personal cell out.
Oh, okay. Because I have a personal cell with TownSquare. I mean, I usually call the guy. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I give you my direct line and extension here. They don't let me give my cell phone out. I can send you an email, though, and you could reply to the email with it.
Let's see, dude. Hold on. All right, so pretty much it says, like, it's like the top notch tree care removal. It shows the overview, services, reviews. Shows services, 5-star, doing right. I don't know. It's like, this is, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This should be it, though. Like,
Yelp.
I don't know how
is that what you're talking about? On the Yelp listing, there's 25 reviews.
Maybe that's what.
This is you.
Let me click second. Maybe it's Yelp.
Hold on, go into it. No, not you. All right, give me a quick second. Let me just type your city, state, zip code in. Yeah, I don't see what you're talking about. There's all I'm seeing is the three reviews on the Angie Lee listing.
Okay, well, I mean, type in tree services, Pearland, New York, real fast.
Okay. It shows me, here we go, top-notch tree care and removal. Yep, that's a Google business profile. So you have two business profiles, basically. So it's got 21 reviews, 5-star rating. Got
yeah.
it. Okay. Yeah, that's strange that you have two Google business profiles. That's probably hurting your ranking actually right now. To answer your question, those reviews, they don't delete. So on the Google business profile, those 21 5-star reviews, you wouldn't start from scratch. Those reviews stay live.
So like what I try to do is open up the Google business page in an app form, and I thought it would just transfer over.
Yeah, so what I'm looking at here, you have another one listed out of 872 Mountain Avenue. Is that a current address or? Okay. So
same thing. Like everything's the same thing. I just made that like the other day. I tried to make it into an app form. So I don't understand why it didn't like transfer over.
So the thing is with the Google business profiles, you have to use a different address and you have to use a different phone number. So you have a different address on it. But because you have the same phone number on both Google business profiles, it's actually going to hurt your ranking. Even when I did a search for your company, it didn't even show me the one with the 21 reviews.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do I delete that?
So you would have to go into your Google business profile, and you would have to delete that listing, the one with the 872 Mountain Avenue.
All right. So Google, I'm going on the Google profile. This is more settings.
Yeah, I would recommend our tech side would be the one that would have to do that. I set up the accounts here. I don't want to lead you the wrong way on there, you know?
That's actually hurting because I have two, because one has lower rank.
It is, because the thing is Google bots, they scan the internet for your name, address, phone number, website. So what they're doing is they're seeing two listings with different phone numbers, which will hurt your ranking online.
With different phone numbers?
The same phone number. I apologize. I said it wrong.
All right. So
yeah. You can, right, if you want to keep that listing, you can just change the phone number on the 872 Mountain Avenue one.
And it will help and it'll be better?
It'll be way better, yeah, because now you have now there's not two different listings showing up for the same phone number.
Okay. What does it mean? Like, so if it has two of the same listings, what does it matter?
So let me explain it again. So the Google bots, right, they crawl the internet, and they're scanning for your name, your address, your phone number, your website. Keep in mind, they're just bots, right? So they don't know, okay, this is the same person. They're seeing two separate listings with the same phone number. So that's hurting your ranking. For example, one of our clients is like Extra Space Storage. They have over 1,600 locations nationwide. We use a different phone number on each location.
Okay, so just because I had the same number on the same like location, it's hurting it?
Yes, sir.
I'm still not really understanding why exactly.
Okay. Each Google business profile that's created for a business, because some businesses have multi-locations, right? You have to use a different address. You have to use a different phone number. It's just the way Google works.
Okay. I mean, I want to really delete this right now. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I can't even tell you. I mean, I do the account. I'm the account management team, so what I do is I set up the account. The tech side would be the one to do that for you.
Yeah, but I want to do it myself because that's like, you know,
So what I recommend, if you sign up with us, right, then our tech side can help you. If you're with Town Square, I would call Town Square and have them help you delete the listing. But I don't want to lead you the wrong way. I don't do that all day, right? Like, I don't have clients delete listings, so I don't want to lead you down the wrong path on that.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you feel about switching service providers? Are you utilizing the Google Guarantee program, though?
Well, if you think you can provide the same type of services, because what's happening is, like, you know, I've been getting some phone calls, like, I don't know, when I type in three services near me, mine pops up in the top three or top one sometimes.
Give me a quick second. Three services near me.
That's, but you're not near me, so you can't see that.
Yeah, I just put your zip code in, though, and it'll show me exactly what's showing up. So give me one quick second. I had it up, but I went away from it. Here. So mine's showing Pacific Tree Care, Paradise Tree Service, the Davy Tree Expert Company. So what you're going to want to do is you can clear your cookies, right? And then it will show you, like, exactly how people are seeing it in your area.
Clear my cookies on my
yeah.
Google?
Yes. So you just go to settings, you clear cookies, right? And then when you do a search, you're going to notice those three companies are the ones showing up.
Now, what is it called?
Pacific Tree Care, Paradise Tree Service, the Davy Tree Expert Company, when I do a search for tree services near me, and Perling 12470.
I don't see any of those guys, though.
That's who's showing on my end.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You said Davy? All right. Let me see. So you typed in, what exactly? Tree services in Perling?
Tree services near me in Perling, NY for New York, right? 12470.
I see. All right. I mean, branch manager, I see Arbor Works Tree Service, LB Tree Service, Grand Arbor Tree Service, LLC.
It's really strange. I'm getting three different ones. Pacific Tree Care, Paradise Tree Service, the Davy Tree Expert Company. What mine's showing.
Yeah, I don't see any of them. I don't see Davy or you know, any of those guys. I'm seeing totally different ones pop up on the map.
Got you. Yeah, again, and maybe you need to clear your cookies, but that's what it's showing me when I do the search.
Okay. Let me see. Settings. I don't even know how you freaking, let's see, search history, you're saying?
So let me do it, like, on my end. Settings, yeah, it'll be search history, or hold on, let me find it on my end.
I'll just delete today.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's under, on my side, I'm on a computer too, right? It's under privacy and security, and then it says cookies and other site data.
Privacy policy, maybe? Like Google collects data. Yeah, I don't. All right, controls. I mean, I deleted the history. I don't know if that helps. You can add more security. History.
See if that did it. Just try to do the search now.
Okay. I mean, it still shows. Hold on. Your data and search. I can delete. Let's see. Search history. I don't know why I just deleted it. It's still there. Okay.
Just put the search in, though. Just do tree services near me.
I still see my name.
You are. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I've had clients do it before where they clear cookies and it was showing a different search result or whatnot. Maybe it's on my end. I don't know. But that's who I'm getting, Pacific Tree Care, Paradise Tree Service, the Davy Tree Expert Company.
Well, you're all the way in California, so I don't know.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if I'm sure if I typed in tree services near you, if it was the other way around, we'd probably get two different results as well.
Right. Well, I mean, tree services, I'm in Huntington Beach, 92646. Want to try it?
All right.
Let me see what I
get. So, Huntington Beach?
Yes, sir. So I put tree services near me in Huntington Beach, CA for California, right? 92646.
Services near me, Huntington Beach. What is it?
92646.
All right, California. I didn't type in California yet. So California.
I got David's Tree Service Inc. Tree Service Pros. All right,
so hold on. What's the zip code? Okay.
92646.
Okay. All right. So what do you have for yours?
I got David's Tree Service Inc., Tree Service Pros of Huntington Beach, Supreme Tree Experts.
I got Goldman's Landscaping and Tree Care, Sotero, Fernandez. Huh?
No way, really? Okay. So
yeah,
that's
3D
strange,
tree,
man.
Inc., FNL Tree Service, Premier Tree Expert Inc., 3D Tree Service, all different ones.
You're on Google, right? Not Bing or Yahoo or something?
I use Google. That's the only thing I use.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I got to clear my cookies. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'll tell my IT guy and see what the deal is. But, yeah. Oh, are you looking – you're looking in the Google Guarantee section? Like where it says Sotero, Fernandez Tree Care, FNL Tree Service, Gomez? Are those the guys you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, no, scroll down. So away from the Google Guarantee, away from the Google Ads, you'll have the map pop up. That was the section I was going over.
Are you talking about, like, the web? Oh, you're just talking about, like, literally where all the websites are?
No, it'll be the map section. There will be three businesses. David Tree Service Inc. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right, David Tree Service Inc., Supreme Tree Experts. I gotcha.
Okay. So, yeah, we were just going off of different sections, I think. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that Google Guarantee section at the top, that's what I was telling you about earlier, that pay-per-lead program.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Super popular.
So, with Tree Services near me, Pearling, New York, I don't see where it has a map section at all, though.
Give me a second. I know there was one, but let me just pull it back up here. All right. Yeah, so there's a map section, and that is crazy. It's giving me a different one now. Crown Point Clippers Tree Service. Paradise Tree Service, the Davy Tree Expert.
I don't see any of that. Like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm just so close to the area.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. That's probably – it would be a question for the tech side, really, you know?
Yeah. Well, all right. Do you think you get pretty?
Go ahead.
Pretty much. Do you think you can give me do you think like you guys are just as good as Town Square? Can you answer that?
Yes, sir. I think we're better personally, but because everything we do here is in house. So any changes you want to make, you're able to do them live over the phone. But we're a Google Premier partner. We offer Facebook ads. We offer Google Guarantee. We offer everything here. We're like a one-stop shop.
Really?
Now, your website, okay, because obviously if you left them, like you mentioned, they pulled the content off. If you own the domain, and it's not telling me, it says it's the registration's private. So if you own the domain, we'll walk you through how to add us on as manager to the domain. So you still own it. We manage it. We write the content on it for you. If you don't own the domain, then we will just purchase you a new domain.
Well, then that means I have to start over with my review.
No. The Google Business Profile, okay, where you have those what was it, 21, let's see, what was it, 21 reviews, the five-star ratings, you don't start over on those. Those Google reviews stay with you whether you're with us, Town Square, with anybody. Like, those stay with you, right? The website,
yeah,
though.
But like, how, what I mean is that how can they stay with you, because they're going to take down my website if I stop using them.
They're getting your website, not your Google business profile. That was registered through Google, right? So that Google business profile should stay live with them, whether you leave them or not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, that's how it works with us. So the Google business profile that was created, you should have gotten a 5-digit PIN code, okay? Once that 5-digit PIN code's enabled or whatnot, that activates the Google business profile.
Okay.
Yeah, so those 21 reviews, like whether you're with Town Square, with us, with anybody at all, I mean, you don't even have to be using an SEO company. Those 21 reviews stay with you.
Really?
Yes,
so
sir.
You guys can get me right on the top section where I can be getting a lot of phone calls too?
So the map section on the first page of Google, okay, again, the timeline we send you in writing there is 30 to 45 days. For Facebook
yep.
ads and Google ads. The timeline we send you in writing is 7 to 10 days. So those launch a lot
now,
quicker.
Now, can I ask you something? Did you see
yeah.
the business page? What
the
do you
Google
think about the website?
Profile? Oh, the website. Give me a quick second.
Can you just give me your opinion on the website?
It's good enough. I mean, it has the phone number at the very top. That's one thing Google scans for. It also has the SSL certificate, which is like that little lock.
Could you take like a screenshot of how they did the website and just do something similar? Or do you think you could make a better website?
Yeah, so the website, give me a quick second. I'll send you an example right now.
What I wanted it to do, I wanted them to make it more informative. I wanted them, I don't know. I wanted it to be like more educational. It sounded like more like a college degree level instead of a middle school level.
Right. Our web developers are in-house, so any changes you want to make to the site, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. I sent you
yeah.
an example of the websites we include with the program. And it's a landscape company, so it's kind of
So do you guys actually, can I ask you something, do you guys actually make the Facebook business page as well?
Yes. So we do the – if you already have a Facebook business page, we'll add to it like posts.
I don't – I should have one. I just don't know how to access it anymore. I deleted my Facebook and I just turned it back on, my personal account. I don't know how to get through the business account again. It used to be linked to my personal.
Gotcha.
Would
yeah,
you know?
That's how they're always created, is they're linked to the personal. Let me scan for it real fast and find it, okay? Give me one quick second.
Okay.
In the meantime, you could check out that website I sent you.
Okay.
Do a scan.
Okay.
All right, should be pulling up for me right now.
Okay. What's your company name again? Splash?
Local Flash.
Okay.
Okay, I see they did that mass directory submission that you said. You said 70 directories, though?
70. They said 75 or 75 directories, yeah.
3, 6, 9, 12. It's showing me 15 on my end. I'll email it to you, too, so you can see it.
Well, that's because they said it takes 90 days to build up my profile exactly.
Oh, okay. We submit you to 60 total, but it's done in 3 to 5 days starting up. Just a
3 to 5 days?
Yeah, we enter it in one spot, and we have a software that submits it to all those directories to make sure it has the same name, address, phone number, website, and content, keyword phrase tags. Your Facebook page isn't showing on it, though.
Because I don't have one set up. I don't have one. I feel like they're not, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they can't do Facebook ads if they don't have the if the Facebook page isn't up. Give me a quick second here. Let me search by your phone number.
You guys have some bad reviews though, man.
We have a 4-star rating on Google. On the BBB, I mean, we've been in business 17 years. I think we have a total of 13 complaints, and they've all been resolved. We've had a total of over 10,000 clients, you know.
Well, this one's like, we tried them as a business support and partner. They're the worst. Spent 3 months to publish our business, and they never did. Every time we talked to a customer service representative, they give us a different story with a different timeline to publish, and they never made it. Basically, they lie to get your money and nothing else. You're not joining them ever. You know, so that's not good.
Yeah, the timelines we send you in writing. So, again, it's 30 to 45 days for the map section, 7 to 10 days for the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads, 3 to 5 days for the directory submissions and for the website to be up and running.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. So Town Square, they had the website up in like a week, though.
So. Okay. Yeah, we have the website up in 3 to 5 days starting up.
3 to 5 days starting up?
Yeah, so here's the whole timeline again. 3 to 5 days, we have you submitted to 60 different directories. So not 15, 60. Also, we have your website up and running. I sent you an example of what that website will look like. Within 7 to 10 days, if you do the Platinum package, your Facebook ads will be up and running. If you're doing the Platinum Premier, we have your Google Ads up and running. Within 30 to 45 days, we have you on the first page of Google in the map section. So the Google business profile isn't the website, just to clarify, right? The website's what I sent you, right, with your domain attached to it, et cetera.
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, you have some bad complaints, though, I mean, on your stuff. There's, it's not the greatest, man.
We have a 4-star rating on Google. I mean, there's more 5-star reviews than one, right? And I mean, a BBB, 13 complaints out of 10,000 clients, pretty good ratio. Probably less than 1%.
All these guys? How come all of them are saying like, you know, this company is unreliable, liars, they cheat you out of money? You know, what's up with all these? How can you justify that?
So I would be your account lead on this. My job to make sure you're getting what you want out of the service. I'm not sure, right? If you want to see actual verified clients, I would recommend you go to the BBB, and you'll see that each one of those clients, their complaints have been resolved.
Okay. Yeah, because I just, you know, if I'm going to switch over, I want to make sure it's worth it, man.
Yeah, your Facebook page, though, there's no business page for you. I did a buy number search. I'm not sure how they're doing Facebook ads then. So basically your personal page, we would attach a business Facebook page to it. And we do posts on it, et cetera. But we would actually, like in the Platinum package, you would get Facebook ads ran as well.
So like the Facebook ads is something I would have to pay for separately, though, like if I was going to do it myself, right?
We include it in the program. So the Platinum package at that $249 rate.
I know. Listen. What I'm saying is that if I did the Facebook ads, wouldn't I have to pay out of pocket for that if I did it myself?
If you did it yourself, yes, sir.
So I get that pretty much as an incentive.
Yeah, it's included. So basically out of the $249 monthly, $100 is allocated towards the Facebook ads.
Oh, so it's $100 for one time?
No, it's $100 per month. So out of the $249 monthly, $100 per month is allocated towards the Facebook ads.
So is anything allocated towards Google ads for $249 a month?
No, that's in the Platinum Premier package. So with the corporate pricing, so at $499 a month, what's happening is $400 is allocated towards the Google ads. There's no Facebook ads though. In the Platinum Premier package, to clarify.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So do you think I'll have better success with you guys? Hold on real fast. Can I call you right back?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.